This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon says it faces tough decisions in helping Ukraine if Congress does not approve more funding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
There are two pots of money for Ukraine set up specifically for the war with Russia. One involves the U.S. sending weapons already in Pentagon stocks. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says there's about $4.4 billion left in that fund.
Certainly we do retain the option to spend the full $4.4.
The problem is congressional funding to replace those weapons is down to about $1 billion.
These are tough choices because ultimately at the end of the day, we start to have to make decisions about our own readiness.
Which Ryder says is another reason Congress must approve the supplemental aid request, which includes roughly $30 billion to replenish the Pentagon's weapons stocks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Washington is pushing Israel to focus the war in Gaza on precise targeting of Hamas leaders rather than widespread bombing and ground operations, the White House National Security Advisor said on Friday, amid signs of differences over timing. Israel has so far revised increased global pressure to rein in the Gaza offensive, which has killed almost 19,000 Palestinians since the Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. French President Emmanuel Macron says he'd still consider talking with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, if it helps to forge a, quote, sustainable peace between Ukraine and Russia. Macron and Putin enjoyed a good working relationship before Russia invaded its neighbor in February 2022. In the weeks leading up to the war, Macron's diplomatic efforts failed, but he then kept an open line of communication with the Russian president for months. Their diplomatic and personal links have deteriorated as the war dragged on. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders granted Ukraine a major political win on Thursday by agreeing to start membership negotiations, but long-term opposer of Ukraine's bid, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, vetoed a major EU aid package on Friday, warning he could still halt Kyiv's accession to the bloc. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The bloc's decision to open membership talks with Ukraine, even as it continues to fight Russia's invasion, was an unexpected one. Other leaders bypassed objections from Orban by getting him to leave the room, while the remaining states voted to start accession negotiations. Approving a major decision in this way is unheard of in Brussels. Talks on the financial package, which requires unanimity of all 27 EU leaders, were halted in the early hours of Friday morning. Leaders said they would try again in January, with some voicing optimism a deal could be clinched then.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. A jury has awarded $148 million in damages to two former Georgia election workers who sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation over lies he spread about them in 2020 that upended their lives with racist threats and harassment. Friday's damages verdict comes after Wandria Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, tearfully testified about becoming the target of a false conspiracy theory pushed by Giuliani and other Republican allies of Donald Trump that made them fear for their lives. Giuliani says he will appeal the ruling, calling the amount awarded, quote, absurd. The former New York mayor previously conceded in court documents that he falsely accused the women of ballot fraud in the election Trump lost. A prosecutor in Denmark says authorities are holding two people in custody and four others are the target of a terrorism probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cases coincide with one arrest in the Netherlands and several in Germany of alleged Hamas members. Germany says the three people arrested are suspected of preparing attacks on Jewish institutions in Europe. Danish authorities haven't formally established a Hamas link, but that one person was arrested in the Netherlands. The Danish prosecutor says the two suspects being held in Denmark have been ordered to remain in pre-trial detention until January 9. The whereabouts of the other four weren't immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art will return 16 pieces of ancient artwork to Cambodia and Thailand that federal prosecutors say were tied to an art dealer and collector accused of running a huge antiquities trafficking network out of Southeast Asia. The Manhattan Museum announced repatriation on Friday. This most recent repatriation of artwork comes as many museums in the U.S. and Europe reckon with collections that contain objects looted from Asia, Africa, and other places during centuries of colonialism or in times of upheaval. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.